Okay, first of all, we want to recognize that that was a terrible situation that happened, of course. You know, everyone knows about it. It's sad, and, you know, I feel for the family. I feel for the wife and the two young kids. Mm-hmm. No one should have to ever experience that. And I want to address this issue that suicide does not mean an instant going to hell. If that were the case, then Samson would not be listed as a saint in the New Testament. Yet in Hebrews 11, when the author tells of those who went before him in the faith, those who died for the faith and inherited eternal life that God gives to all those who follow him, Samson was on that list. Mm. You know, in his last breath, you know, he shouted out, "Let me die with the Philistines." And he killed 5,000 that day, but he also killed himself in the process. But yet, here he is in the New Testament being listed as a saint. And so it is a fact that mental health is a real thing. We can't deny that at all. Even pastors deal with it, and some get to a point where they can't cope anymore, which is unfortunate and very sad for those that they leave behind, you know, both family and those who looked up to them as champions of the cause. And what it does show, though, is that all of us, no matter who we are, we're still in need of a savior, and that our mortal bodies are not perfect. We still need Jesus, and sometimes we're going to fail, and sometimes that failure includes things like this. And so, you know, our prayers go out to that family, the, you know, the wife, the children, those in ministry that were, you know, had looked up to this man. And, you know, it's just, it's a sad thing. I was shocked when I saw it.